I'm Leah Guffey, the Hick Chick here on PrecisionPays.com. This is the first installment of many interviews we'll be doing around precision technology and agriculture and how it affects you on the farm. We'll talk with farmers, we'll talk with dealers, we'll talk with equipment manufacturers, we'll find out what the latest and greatest is in the technology forum. You'll find it all right here on our Hick Chick chat. Today, we're going to chat with our friends at Machinery Link. I ran into Justin Miller at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Convention during Trade Talk. Justin talks a little bit about what Machinery Link does. Here, you can listen in for yourself. 2013, 70th anniversary. It is National Association of Farm Broadcasting Annual Meeting. I have met these guys several times before. Sometimes the faces get a little different. So right now, I'm with Justin Miller from Machinery Link. And Machinery Link's very different than a lot of other people I've talked to today because you guys do what?
Rent combines. That's exactly what we do.
And it's not a crazy idea. What have you guys learned about this over the last several years?
Well, and it's funny you mentioned last several years. I mean, really the last several years is where we've gotten a huge influx of people looking at the program. It comes from, you know, the simply, you break it down to the cost of the combine. I mean, these machines are $400,000, half $1 million. And having that latest technology helps. You have people out there running 9, 10, 12-year-old machines that come to us and say, you know, I want to get in a newer machine. I want the efficiency. I want the technology. And we can help them do that. Cut down the costs. They don't have to worry about, you know, maintenance, repairs on the machine. We try to handle pretty much everything from A to Z, make it as simple as we can.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about that, because you guys also not only provide the machine, you deliver it to the field, and you service it.
Exactly. So we drop it off wherever you'd like us to drop it off, and we'll pick it up same way. It's to field, from field. We don't want to put any extra wear and tear on you getting through the whole process. You know, we try to make it as simple, you know, as we can. We offer John Deere and Case equipment, Case combines, S670s and 9870s and 9770s on the Deere side, and 71 and 7230s on the Case side. You know, every machine before harvest begins every year, meticulously inspected, gone through, just because for the winter, it's been, you know, we do winter service on it, and then we double check it before it goes out. Then it's checked when it gets to location, and then when we pick it up and take it to another grower, picking it, you know, checking it there too. So we want to put the best out in the field for our customers. When it gets there, it needs to be ready to go for them. So that's our goal at the end of the day, make sure that they're taken care of and they have a successful harvest.
Now let's talk a little bit about, you know, I asked you earlier just because I'm curious, but we talked a little bit, you guys don't get in the business of what they're putting in the ground. You're just there to take it out.
Just to take it out. Yep. I'm not going to give you any idea of what you should plant, how you should plant it. You know, really, we end up, what we do is we start out in Texas, and then we run up through Oklahoma, Kansas, Colorado. We jump out to the Pacific Northwest and circle back around through Montana and then into Illinois, Iowa, and all the row crop states, and that's where we usually finish out the year. We circle back down into the Delta. So that's kind of the normal pattern, but, you know, we do everything we can to help people out. We try to make it, we've gotten to a point to make it as cost effective as we possibly can. I think, you know, a lot of growers are calling and surprised with how cost effective it is. And that's on purpose. So we got to make it good for them and good for us at the same time.
How did this concept come about? Do you even know?
Yeah. There was a farmer in north central Kansas, in the late 90s. The idea was, it was an equipment sharing idea that grew into a business. And it got to a point where it was going to be, you needed to actually run it like a transportation and a true business. He was working, he did a great job with it, getting a lot of people involved. And it was, I think, mostly through Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Colorado, kind of stay in that area. And then decided to go big with it, and it's really taken off.
You know, you said that growers are surprised at how cost-effective it is, and then also, are they calling ahead of time now? And tell me a little bit about how that works, because harvest doesn't always start on, you know, a particular day every year.
Right. So That is one of the big questions we get is, will I get the machine on time? And my answer is absolutely. You'll get the machine when you need the machine. When we talk to a grower and they initially get on the program, they may talk to us right now for 2014. They have a rough idea when they typically start every year. So we'll get a rough date from them. And then we check in periodically. I think we're two or three times during the year as we get closer to harvest, just to see what they're looking at. And we end up calling them. It's 15 days is really what we ask. We say, okay, let's try to really solidly lock this down. We look at 50 days. We're trying to narrow it in. And then 15 is that's almost that cutoff, because we're moving machines all around the U.S. But our goal is to get that thing there when you want it, and we've been pretty successful doing that.
Well, and I guess, you know, from my perspective of it, it kind of that 15 days is where you guys are greasing and lubing, getting everything ready to go, where my dad's not out there doing it.
Yep. You're looking at, I mean, even at 30 days out from getting just that first, getting Texas started, right? We're planning our transportation, making sure that everything's flowing correctly so that we're getting their machines there on time. So, yeah, shifting things around within, you know, that smaller time frame is difficult, but we do it. You know, we make it work.
Excellent, Justin. Thank you so much. Again, I'm Leah Guffey with the Hick Chick Chat. You can follow me on Twitter at @_HickChick right here on Precision Pays, or on Facebook at The Hick Chick. Thanks so much for listening. We'll chat again next week.